Them Podcast with Landon McCool.
How about them, Cowboys, indeed?
Hello, and welcome back to the How About Them Podcast. I am your host, Landon McCool. And it's time to move on, guys. It's time to get on with the sulking and the complaining and to talk about our next game and bounce back ourselves as fans and talk about some Arizona Cardinals, because they're going to present their own set of challenges. You know, this is clearly also not just a walk in and win game, despite what the effort that they may have shown against the Indianapolis Colts. You know, we got a game that we got to talk about, and some matchups that we got to discuss. So we're going to get to that, and we're going to do it in our usual manner, you know, in the trenches, in the second level, and in the back. And we're going to discuss all the important matchups at each level. And, you know, we'll discuss the game overall kind of just along the way. So let's get right into it, shall we?
Wide 80! Wide 80! Kill, kill, kill!
All right, per usual, we start out in the trenches. And we're going to start out with the Cowboys offense versus the Arizona defense matchup first. And to me, I think, again, this week, and it feels like it's been a couple weeks in a row, you know, it's Lael Collins who's the matchup focus and his matchup against Chandler Jones. And you really have to feel for Lael. I mean, much like Dez, LC has faced an incredible run of players lining up across from him, and this week is no different. Chandler Jones' build is somewhere between Jason Pierre-Paul and Von Miller, but I would say his game is closer to JPP than Von. He is a speed and leverage player, and you know, just my opinion of his game. And I think he, you know, you definitely have to worry about him getting around the corner. I mean, he can do that sort of thing on Lael, but I think really what he wants to do is get some good speed, use his long, long arms, and that's one thing that he really is. You know, he's got to over Lael Collins is length. He's going to use those long arms to try to dispose of LC and get past him. And I think that, you know, the way to kind of neutralize that is similar to the way that, you know, even though his game is similar to JPP's, I think the way that the Cowboys are going to attack this situation is much how they attacked it with Von Miller, hopefully just with better success. And that's using LC as a weapon in the run game against Jones, who I think can be exploited there. I mean, this is a matchup that Dallas can win a lot, at least consistently, you know, versus maybe in the past game where, and I also, you know, again, like much like last week, I mean, the idea is that you beat him here, so you also can beat him later in the past game as well. You know, just after kind of just physically, you know, beating on him and pushing him down, blocking him, comboing Jones, and just making him move backwards, and so he's not necessarily comfortable moving forward. So, and then once he starts getting used to playing the run, you hit him up with the play action pass. So, like I said, this is a matchup Dallas can win a lot, and help will eventually in the pass game, and as the snaps pile up, and teams seemingly have their best success running to that side versus Arizona anyway, so I just expect that to continue Monday night. Other side of the ball, I was extremely tempted to put DeMontre Moore versus John Wetzel, because it does look like, I mean, he hasn't practiced yet, so it doesn't look like Bobby Humphreys is going to get his start yet. I think he might sit again. And, you know, because I think Moore might be able to come in and put on a show here versus Wetzel. But with what DeMarcus Lawrence has done in the past two games, he cannot go unnoticed. And you know, look, he hasn't played against Walter Jones and like he was in week one and week two. I mean, he wasn't playing Walter Jones in weeks one and week two. But then again, he's not going to be playing against Walter Jones this week either. And he has another great chance to show out against overmatched competition. And Veldheer is absolutely no match for D-Law. We saw the first 2 weeks that he looks uncomfortable out there in general. And I think with the way that D-Law is playing, you know, his explosion is going to give Veldheer issues all game, which, you know, will then set up more inside counters for him to use to kind of make his way, you know, inside to get the quick sack. You know, pretty soon Valdez is just going to be chasing D-Law up and down the field. I just feel like this is a bad situation for them, especially with the way D-Law is playing. I think that, you know, especially with the way that Arizona wants to try to push the ball deep, it's really part of the DNA of their offense. There is really an opportunity for D-Law to make some plays and make them pay for their attempts down the field. All right, let's get to the second level, defenders versus our backs and tight ends. And we're going to start again on the offensive side. And you know, until he breaks out a little bit, it's hard not to just continue to pick Zeke here. I think, just to kind of, as a side note, I do think that Jason Witten will likely have a big game. From what I understand about Arizona's defense, they have struggled to kind of cover tight ends over the middle. So I think Witten will definitely get his... but I also think that this is a really important week for Zeke. And there's lots of talk about Zeke and improving his effort this entire week and all, you know, all forms of media, whether it's four letter broadcast network in Connecticut or, you know, local sports talk in Dallas. It seems to be a lot of talk about his effort and all that. And I don't necessarily want to get into any of that because I don't buy into it. I find it to be slightly annoying. But what does need to improve, though, is this running attack. And Arizona, they drafted a defensive lineman this year with, you know, that they have basically turned into a true dynamic defensive talent. He could basically line up, you know, they basically lined up him at every spot except for safety in the position that he played in college, was a down defensive lineman. He's lined up from pass rusher to cornerback. I mean, he's mostly an inside linebacker now, but he is kind of this jack of all trades. And this is kind of what is becoming a standard with Arizona's defense, is that they have all these very hybrid players who can kind of be matchup players and just kind of do a whole bunch of different things. So, and this guy is an incredible athlete, obviously, to be able to line up from anywhere. From, you know, he plays, I saw his snap distribution, and he pretty much played every single linebacker position, both in the 4-3 and 3-4 alignment. So both all three linebackers off ball on a 4-3 look, and then all four linebackers in a 3-4 look, he's played them all. And then, is, you know, just mixing him in as a slot corner, all the way outside. I mean, so I what I really think is his focus this week will likely be on stopping Zeke. I mean, Zeke is an incredible athlete to be certain, but what really I think is going to, you know, what really makes him so special is his natural talent as a ball carrier. And I think Zeke needs to exploit Reddick's lack of experience at any one particular position, especially if he's going to be playing middle linebacker, which is a very instinctual position. Setting him up on runs and using savvy on pass routes in order to get open, I think, is going to be the call for the day. The line needs to set it all up for him up front. I mean, I think that's clearly where they need to start this whole idea of getting the run game back on track. But if Zeke really wants to get back on track himself, he needs to dominate the second level. And that means dealing with Hassan Reddick. On the other side of the ball, I know this is going to... I know what you're thinking. This is going to violate my own kind of rule here, the parameters I set for these matchups. And I also understand that this is a weird pairing, but bear with me. I think Sean Lee versus Larry Fitzgerald is going to be a key matchup. If you look at how Arizona uses Fitzgerald, especially in light of David Johnson being out, they help supplement their kind of run game by getting Fitz involved in the short passing game, and specifically have had success in the short middle passing game, in the middle of the field, the short end of the field. So basically, Sean Lee's area of the field. And if you look specifically on first and third downs, this is I think a lot of where Palmer feels comfortable getting the ball. So, or delivering the ball in any number of scenarios in order to just continue moving the chains. Lee had a really tough game last week. I think everyone's heard it. Everyone's discussed it on multiple platforms at this point. He had a rough game. I think keeping Larry Fitz down will likely be a focus of this defense overall, and a large portion of that needs to be Sean Lee denying access to the short middle of the field. I think that Sean Lee needs to have a bounce back week. I mean, I think that his problems were endemic of what was going on, or indicative of what was going on overall for this defense. And I think that he needs to set a tone, that this has changed, that they fix this right away. And make sure that they come out solid in their tackling, making contact and wrapping up and taking guys to the ground, because that's not who they are. This is a defense that is known for rallying to the ball and gang tackling, and that's not what happened on Sunday. And I think they're going to make a concerted effort to make sure that's not what happens this coming Monday. All right, so third level defenders, defensive backs, corners, versus quarterbacks and wide receivers. On the offensive side of the ball for the Cowboys, Cole Beasley versus Tyrann Mathieu. So I know, again, maybe a little bit unconventional, because I think people naturally would think that Dez versus Patrick Peterson is a huge matchup, and I think it is, but I also think that you probably have heard everyone talk about that matchup a ton. So let's talk about another matchup that is going to be very key to getting this passing game back rolling on third downs especially, and that's Cole and Tyrann. 13 targets with 7 catches for 65 yards are Cole Beasley's numbers on the season so far. There's been a lot of focus on Dez and his inability to get open these last 2 weeks versus elite competition, but almost as devastating to this passing attack is the lack of traction for Cole Beasley. 11 led the team in yards and receptions last season, and so far this season he's struggled to produce anything close to last season. Some of that may be usage. Some of it may be about the defense focusing more on him than they were, especially early on last year. Either way, if this team is going to get better at converting third downs like it needs to, he has to be a big part of that. Tyrann Mathieu certainly isn't the guy you want to have to face for a bounce-back game, and Mathieu will get used as a blitzer as well and moved around. And when he does, I think that's when Dak should look for Cole Beasley right away. I think that, despite the fact that this is a tough matchup, that Cole's looking for a bounce back. I don't know. It seemed like he was on less double move routes last week. I'd love to see him more in the middle of the field again. I just think that, it's not just coincidence that Cole Beasley hasn't been the efficient target eater for Dak this season, and the lower third down rates. I think that there's they need to get him involved again as a reliable third down target. As just to kind of get the offense back in rhythm, back to its normal rhythm. And then finally, on the other side of the ball. I talked about Larry Fitzgerald earlier, and I think that this, because the fact that they don't have David Johnson, they're going to have Chris Johnson, who's not exactly the running back he was back in the day, but the running attack is not, they have to focus on stopping it, but it's not going to be the real focus of this defense. I think the passing attack with Larry Fitzgerald, like I mentioned before, is going to be. So the counterpunch for Arizona, and really last week it was basically the punch for Arizona, has been J.J. Nelson. So my last matchup is Orlando Scandrick versus J.J. Nelson. And like I talked earlier, Arizona without David Johnson will likely shift continually to Larry Fitzgerald. We talked about his usage in the short short passing game, specifically at first and third. J.J. Nelson is the guy that's keeping the defense from just shutting down on the short passing game completely with the way he stretches the field. You know, he was last week's NFC Offensive Player of the Week. He has incredible speed and is now, I think, more of an integral part of Arizona's plan of trying to stretch defenses vertically. Using Skandrick on Fitz might have some success, but I really feel like he matches up with Nelson better, and that can allow the rest of the defensive backfield and the linebackers to focus on Fitzgerald. So look for Skandrick, who has that, you know, the kind of speed to keep up with the J.J. Nelson, or at least as close as you're going to get, to spend some time with him and get close. Because you really don't want to let him get going. I think you hope that the matchups along the Cowboys' defensive line and the Cardinals' offensive line will not allow for them to get too much time to allow for deep shots. But they need to make sure that they know where J.J. Nelson is at all times, or he will get behind them, and it will be big play central. And that's how they beat you. So, guys, that's it for me this week. Hopefully we have a better result coming up Monday. Make sure you're checking out FanRack Sports throughout the week to update yourself on injuries, results, scouting reports, on all those sorts of things. So check out FanRack Sports throughout the week. Make sure you follow me on Twitter, @McCoolBTB. And until next week, happy trails, everybody.